Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. Today, I am the host. I have taken over the ship, and you know, we go sail. You know what I'm saying? My name is Apilo by Just, and I'm joined by my brethren, Dwayze on Blaze. How are you
yes,
doing,
sir. Dwayze? Yes, sir. I'm good. Yeah, these days it's only two man episodes, bro. We don't even see three man episodes anymore. It's really tough.
We're not, dog. It's been tough. And we apologize to the listeners, you know.
Yeah. Hey, 2025, we'll try, guys. Yeah.
You see, we're going to be back. We're going to be better. We're going to cover every day. But for now,
hopefully.
I think for now it's good to, you know, still have the man on the pod and just, you know, chopping and all that. So, yeah, for today, we are hopping onto an album that I think was highly anticipated in the year. We are a bit late in terms of, you know, actually having an episode on it, but, you know, we've listened, we've let it sit. So I feel like the opinions here are going to be a lot more, I don't know, rounded. But yeah, for today, we are kind of going over or reviewing Usmamane. 20th is the album, Days Before Maud, whichever one.
What is that? What is a Maud, bruh?
I don't know, dog. Me, I was thinking about The Incredibles. You know that professor lady, the one that be making the kits in that.
Oh, is that short lady?
Yeah. But I don't know who Maud is, but... Oh, wait.
Niggas gonna hit your Google. What's a Maud?
It says a gray woolen plaid worn by shepherds and others. A rug or wrap of like material used as a traveling robe. So days before the robe? I don't know. But yeah, let's try this one, man. Obviously,
yeah. He's obviously a shepherd, bro. Is that what he's trying to tell us? That's what he's trying to tell us, bro. He's leading the
pack.
Facts, bro.
He's leading the packs. You know what I'm saying? Maybe leading the new school.
Yeah.
But nah, so Usmamane, obviously we've reacted to Usmamane on this, or reviewed Usmamane on this podcast, and you know, we've always spoke highly of him and the music that he's put out. And obviously this was like the debut ultimately. And this was where I think a lot of people got to know Usmamane, obviously with singles like Check and all of that, where, you know, he kind of piqued a lot of people's ears, being like, damn, you know, KZN is actually cooking. So, Dwayze, if you can just obviously, you know, share your thoughts on Usmamane as an artist, and then also this album, we can kind of hop into that.
Yeah, I think for me personally, like, yeah, man, I don't think I got to actually speak on Usmamane's first project that we covered. I think that was only UNC's. But yeah, so I'll just give my take on him as an artist first. Like, for me, Usmamane, I think I'm gonna say the cliche comparison that everybody says. He reminds me of your Blackie, a combination of Blackie and Nasty. You know, it just sounds like right down the middle there. I do think, however, he leans more to the Vinek side of that, of course. You know, he's more comfortable in his Sisulu bag, of course, with the punchlines especially. Because I feel like his English punchlines also aren't necessarily as strong, you know. But he has some witty bars. He has nice flows. He has a unique sound. I like his voice. He's young, so that's good. He's got longevity, a lot of years ahead of him. It seems like the game has really embraced him, especially after Check. Before Check, I wouldn't say I was like the biggest Usmamane listener or whatever, but he was definitely on my radar because Seas was always telling us, like, yo, Usmamane, he's David Gaz, you know, hey, boy, Seas was going, bro, this man was like, that's one rapper, because Seas don't really go off about rappers like that, bro, but that was one rapper. Seas was like, nah, this kid, bro, he's got something. And, you know, over time, Usmamane has just proved and shown and grown into the star he is today. So it's really nice to kind of watch that whole process unfold. It's nice to sort of see, you know, people like Sjava and them, like, sort of embrace him. The Durban scene, everyone sort of kind of embraces him. Now there seems to be some tricky situations also happening, but we'll leave that out for later.
The beefs and the whatnot.
Hey, bruh, that's one thing also. I don't know what's going on with Durban. Everyone seems to be like shooting at each other. But yeah, in terms of who the guy is right now, clearly Usman Man is wearing that badge and he's putting on for the youngins. And yeah, man, I'm excited to see where he takes it. And I don't know, should I go straight into how I felt about this album?
Yeah, sure. Let's start off with track one. Obviously, this one, there's not much to say. But yeah, The Culture, which is the intro. What are we saying, Dez?
Okay, so before I get into the track by track, I will say as a whole, before we get into it, this album in general, I will say it was a good album, nice songs, good music. However, like I feel like it wasn't cohesive, bro. It just felt like it almost felt like a playlist. You know what I mean?
So it was like bangers on bangers on bangers.
Oh, yeah, it just felt like a lot of bangers, a lot of good songs, a lot of good moments, but it didn't feel like there was a story really being told here, or there was like a cohesive idea or thread. Just kind of felt like, you know, this is the best tracks I've cooked up over the past couple of months. Here you go. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's kind of my overall look on the whole project. If we get into track one, right?
Yeah.
So with track one, I want to say with The Culture. Now, a lot of this project. Now, I don't want to sound like a hater, bro. A lot of this project
is about a hate.
No. It's a bit too trappy, bro. You know?
Yeah.
It's a bit too trappy. And you know, for this project, like the intro, I was really expecting something more like Beggar's Culture for the intro. Mm. You know, something more along those tones. But you know, it is what it is. You know, and also I also have to think of the demographic that Usman Man is catering to. It's more of that young thugger type of trap, like the Durban Slimes, basically. You know what I mean? But it as a song, you know, I can't really fault it. It's just as an intro, I don't know, man. It didn't really give me intro vibes. Maybe that's just me. But yeah.
Okay. No, that's fair. I think, just to speak on the project, I think I'll probably share your sentiments in terms of the cohesiveness. I think a lot of talking points as well from people is just that this first project had way too many features.
I don't know how
you feel about that, but it's always a thing of like, for us, I think when it comes to like a debut project or, you know, the project that kind of sets everything off, we want it to be more of like the storytelling, getting to know you. And I mean, 19th to some extent was also, you know, bangers on bangers, but there was a lot more cohesiveness and rawness to it, whereas this one was refined. So with the rawness, the rawness is kind of an exception, you know, kind of makes it feel like an exception. But for this one, I think I definitely would have enjoyed the cohesiveness, but at the same time I feel like this project and certain songs on this project kind of showed me that Usman Man has a bag that I didn't know about, and obviously we're going to get into it. But yeah, in terms of that first track, The Culture, I think that intro with his nephew was super dope. Malumwam is coming in, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
man, I think, you know, 1 minute, so there's nothing much to really speak about. So I think we should hop into track two, which is Upete, and that one is Usman Mane, Slim Ego, and OK Malum Cool Cat. What are your thoughts, Dez?
Yeah, so okay, so we're already getting into the bag I was talking about, right? So I guess The Culture, I don't know why in my mind I'm combining The Culture and Upete together, The Culture was just his brother, yeah, talking.
It was his nephew.
His nephew, okay, yeah, his nephew there. So Upete basically, yeah. So again, you see, here's my thing. There's a song by Tony, I think it's Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, but yeah, Usman Man is also there, and OK Malum Cool Cat, bro. You see, that's the type of vibe I'm expecting here, right? That's what I wanted. Like, it's very hard to, for me, because it's kind of like I'm so past like trappiness. You know what I mean? I'm kind of past that stage. But I do like that it's more, let's say, Mlazi trap, if you will, bro. You know, yeah, it's more authentic to South R. So I don't really have too much to say about the song. I do like what OK Maloom did on here. I'm not really my favorite song on this project. Slim Ego, that's a guy who I've been seeing a lot. He's been babbling. He did alright here as well. So I would say it's okay track for me. I can't say it's bad or anything, but yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I think, okay, I share completely opposite sentiment in that. I really enjoy the song. I think, firstly, Slim Ego, I only know Slim Ego of one song, which was the song that he did with Lesedi the DJ. It's called Imali. So I think it's from like 2-3 years ago. So I think for me to kind of see his name there, I was like, okay, keen, let's see what the chats are. And then OK Maloom Cool Cat as well. I think what they did with Whoa, and obviously OK Maloom Cool Cat also features in Tony Daimani's project. Like, there's a chemistry that's been built that I can feel between them, and it's so
all
dope,
three of them have like, that. Yeah,
100%. Like, it's that same, like you're saying, that Mlazi swagger, that type of, like, you can feel it's KZN. And I think, you know what, I really enjoy how OK Maloom Cool Cat is. I don't know whether he's taking them under their wing or anything like that, but like, the work that they've been putting out, I really, really enjoy. And I think the way that they played with the word upete, and they were just kind of, it just felt like they were sliding, bro.
Yes,
like, they were definitely just sliding. A fun song, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this was just a fun song. Fun kind of intro, in a sense, to kind of just set the tone. But yeah, man, that's really how I feel about this. But yeah, on to the next one, which is Discounts featuring Youngster CPT. What are you saying?
Undo Discounts. A Youngster. I will say, the production on here was heavy. It was heavy. Shout out Shaney J on that beat, though. Yeah. He went crazy on that. Again, trappy track. I will say that for me, Youngster's verses, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, ew, I might sound like the biggest hater actually in this whole review, bro. But, dog, bro, sometimes I feel like Youngster just be talking these days, bro. Like, he got bars, but it's like, the bars are just to rhyme, you know what I mean? It's not like the old young, well, not old Youngster, but you know, the Youngster I'm usually used to is like, he's always giving me some substance in those bars, bro. But now it's just like, let's just rap and see what happens. You know what I mean? So it's you know, but I think Usmane was cool on here. He floated on here. It was just a cool vibe. I think it was another fun song, to be honest. It was just something cool. There's no real depth to it. I can see where they're going with the Discounts bank. What is the other one?
Like that catchiness to it.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That type of chorus you can vibe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I see the theme they were going for as well with that, you know. So that's one, I guess, one element of cohesiveness I could apply to this project, that at least the Discounts, the playlisting there, they had some sort of idea, you know. Like Discounts, check, bank, upete. Like, it's kind of like a money theme going on there, you know?
Now, I hear you. I think, you know, with Discounts, I also, I'm not going to say this was the best track. I think I really obviously do like with Usmamane how, even on these trap beats, bro, like the Zulu and the English mix feels so seamless. And I like how he kind of added in, you know, chops about Cape Town in there as well. Yes. And, you know, when Youngster came on, I mean, I don't know, bro, like,
but you know what I'm like, saying, Doug.
Nah, I hear you. Like, I feel like it genuinely could have been stronger. Obviously, the chorus was super strong. I think it was super catchy, like, vibey, but it's like, yeah, you are right. I think there are some pockets or some spaces with Youngsters of late for me where I want more out of it. You know what I'm saying?
And especially like a collaboration, such a lyrical like rapper, bro. You know, you want something.
Yeah,
that,
bro.
You know.
Yeah,
but I think also, you know, it might come from him also just Like, Youngster's a guy who's always doing verses, bro. Like, all the time. Yeah, so, yeah. I feel like sometimes you're gonna get a bit, like, fatigued, bro, after a while. Like, a dope verse a day is not an easy thing to do. One day is gonna be off, bro.
No, 100%, bro. Like, you can't be on 10 all the time, bro. You can't be on 10.
Exactly. So I don't want to take it away from him. I just think Youngster rap too much, bro. Honestly, he just gotta slow down a bit. Yeah.
Just as like a note, bro. Like, not just to Smart Money, but like even Tony and whatever. Because we'll get into that album on another day. But it's like,
yeah.
It's actually so crazy how, like, now we're in the new phase of the game, bro. Like, I'm covering features and I'm covering names and I'm like, damn, like it's different and, now. Wait.
And how seamlessly and we've entered it. It feels like this transition was so seamless, bro. It didn't feel like there was any sort of friction. It just sort of happened, bro.
100%. It's like, you know, now when I see, like, featuring Youngster or featuring OK Malooms or featuring KO, now I'm like, yeah, these are the OGs.
Yeah,
like that's exactly. The chop now. It's no longer like, yo, these guys are cut. Like, these guys are the OGs now. And obviously,
but
I think just would, something to point out is like, it's really there. Good to see them.
What, like, as an OG? In that OG space, yeah. Nasty and Reese.
Yeah, I'd say so, 100%. I think now, even when you look at their legacies and what they've done, like, I feel like they've done so much now to warrant being a staple. Like, I feel, and when I say OG, it's a thing of like, if Nasty and Reese were to stop right now, bro, like, you know, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like there's more to tick off the bucket list or whatever. Obviously,
but what about international, bro?
Yeah, but not all people, not everyone's gonna get there, bro.
Ish,
I
damn
think
it.
That's just okay. The fact of the matter. and yeah, I think in terms of SA hip hop and SA rap, I still don't think we have the person that's gonna go over that side. But it's gonna come.
So you don't think Usmabadi could take us, bro? You don't think he's that chosen guy?
Because
if you already see, he's already got the feature with Ross so early on, you know?
I feel like it's still too early to tell, bro, because, I mean, your Quest is featured, your Wale is, your whatever. Mm. That's still, you know what I mean? And that's not even to be like a hater or nothing. I think that's it's one of facts. Those things where it's just like, when you haven't seen something yet, it's very hard to be optimistic because, you know, it's like, is this possible? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, let's get into the next track, which is Dangerous, and this one is featuring Case Closed. What do you say?
Yeah, this track was okay, bro. Although, bro, I want to be honest. For me, Case Closed has been disappointing me, bro, of late. Mm.
Bro. Oh, you know Case.
Yeah, Case, bro. Case has been like on my radar for. Don't you? I've told you about it. I remember even were like, yo, what a name, bro. Like,
I think I remember saying that 100%. I just don't remember when it was.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. I can't even keep track of time anymore, to be honest. But yeah, man, with Case, bro, I've been seeing the movement. And this is another thing. You mentioned this earlier, bro. Like, too many features. I think too many features also does this to your project, bro. It starts to, like, water it down too much if you don't have a direction. Like, if you're not going somewhere, then everybody, I feel like, who features starts to pull it each and every way. Because coming from Discounts to Dangerous, bruh, hey, I don't know, bruh. Or am I tripping, bruh? Like, that...
Maybe you are, bro.
That cohesiveness. Yeah. I don't know. But that's how I just felt throughout this project. I think what saves it also is because most of it feels like it lives more in a trap land. They are your slow bangers, bruh. You know, your like Uvalos and Stars and stuff like that. But everything opposed to that is mostly, you know, sitting on that trap side, and it's hard for me to read because I just feel like it's very overplayed. And like, I can give you.
But wait, what does a cohesive trap album look like to you, though?
Like, cohesive trap is like, I wouldn't even say you can make a cohesive trap album, bro. You know, I just feel like once you say it's trap, bro, it's already going to have this monotony, you know, that I can't look past. You know, it's like listening to a future project, bro. It's like there's gonna be tracks I like, but it's not gonna make me feel like, yo, this project, bruh. You know, it's yeah, just
it's
gonna
never,
be
it's
like,
never
ah,
the whole thing. It's just
yeah, it's gonna be feeling, ah, this is cool, this was cool, this was nice. So that's how I feel about a lot of these tracks, you know. Yeah, Dangerous, yeah, to be honest, I don't even really remember Dangerous, bro. I don't even really remember how this sounded, bro. You know,
yeah,
I remember more of your standouts just because most things sounded like they melted into each other for me in this project. But I remember more of your standouts, like we're gonna get into more of them coming now, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
these few ones, I would like.
I get you, bro. I get you, but yeah, I think for me, like with regards to Dangerous, I vibed with this one. I think this was cool. I think same thing in terms of the catchy element, in terms of, you know, just the flows here as well. I think Case Closed for me, I think obviously Dwayze, you have a little bit more experience in terms of listening, so yeah, you know, you can kind of point that out. But for me, I really enjoyed the verse, man. I think this was obviously a bit of a switch up from the other two to some extent, and I think obviously now as we head into the next track, which is Star, this one was a standout for me. Not particularly in terms of just the quality, like obviously that's a standout, but this was what I was speaking about at the start, where I was like, damn, Usmamane has a different bag, bro. Like, I think I was used to hearing the trap and that's what I thought it was, and this is where he kind of showed something else. And even later, like there's certain points where he even hits us with vocals and I'm like, oh damn, okay, this is another bag. So you know, listening to like a Star, for example, this was where I was like, okay, you know, good track, it fits, and I'm just like, okay, this shows that, you know, going forward from whatever comes after this, Usmamane can give us something different, which will probably then now fit into, let's say, your international narratives or whatever, which shows that, you know, he's an adaptable artist. So yeah, I really, really enjoyed Star featuring Morena. But yeah, what are you saying, Dwayze?
Yeah, so coming off the last track, right? So the last track, anyway, it gave me Piano G. That's what I'm going to say. So going into Star, bro. Like, you see, this is, I appreciate this more. Like, it's crazy because if I take this track out of context and put it alone, like out of context to the album and just put it alone, I usually don't like tracks like this. But if I put it in the album, bro, I appreciate this track so much, bro. Because it just gives me that versatility I'm looking for, that, like, you know, different vibe, bruh, you know? So this is for me where I could say, now you're starting to add in that cohesiveness, that other genre-ly vibe, you know what I mean? Where it doesn't just kind of feel like we're sticking within the same. Yeah, you may be doing, like, piano trap, then Umlazi trap, then what trap, but then it still feels like, but now here, you're going to a more, like, maybe even Afrobeatish, you know, realm or something like that. And then, like you said, now it starts to show me that bag, you know, because Usmamane hasn't really shown me this bag that much before, right? Yeah. This is more so a new thing for me from Usmamane. So I like this. If we put it in the album, if we put it as a song alone, I won't really say I'm the biggest fan of songs like this. Those, ah, I want to be a star, I'm so hopeful. I shut up, bro. But in real life, dog, when it comes to this album, no. But when it comes to this album, I'm appreciative for the song. So you can't say I'm fully hating, because thankful, because it adds that cohesiveness, it adds that musicality. Like, this song, you can perform live, you can switch it up, add that live band. You know what I mean? So that's how I look at this song.
Okay, nah, fair. And then we head into the next one, which is obviously the single, the banger that we all know, which I just need to check how am I. So yeah, what are you saying about that one, Dwayze?
Yeah, of course, this is a banger. For me, it was a banger off the rip, bruh. Like, you
facts,
see,
bro.
Like, if you give
see,
me,
they said, I just need food, dog. Pull up in the cool. I was like, too much. too much
bro, like, you know, check, straight up banger, you can't deny it, bro. It just, it hits, bro. It goes off, like, it's one of them ones, bro. It was just solidified hit. Now, will I say, is it hip-hop banger of the year? I don't know. I would say I put it next to why am I forgetting the one that just dropped? I don't know what's escaping me. But H Chief. Yeah, it's between those two. Song of the year. But yeah, definitely a good contender for me. One of my favorite singles from anybody this year. I still play it. Like, it's just a fun, casual song, but it does what it needs to do, you know? Beats hitting, bars is there, like, he's witty with it, nice hook, delivery. So, for me, I checks all the boxes, ironically.
Yeah, nah, that's fair. Yeah. I would lie. Like, for me, I really love Check. I think when I first heard it, I was like, banger. And it's one of those where, even with this new class, this new school now, like, it's really cool to actually hear that, to hear these guys produce hits, bro.
Yes.
Like, right. SA Hip Hop hasn't had...
And this is the type of SA Hip Hop hit we need, bro. Exactly. Exactly. Songs like this, bro.
Especially when it's a hit that's authentically... Well, that's hip hop. So, because obviously, like, you can... KO came out with Sete, but Sete's not really hip hop. For example, you know what
true,
I mean? So,
true.
Like,
true.
We haven't had a hit in a while where you're like, this is hip hop, bro, or trap, whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, man, I think Check was really refreshing. You know, it's one of them ones where you know you can hear it at the club, the strip club, I don't know, wherever else. But,
yeah, definitely. Radio, TV, it hit
you
the
know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's fully a banger. But then we head into the next... Well, actually, you see now, you're talking about this money thing. Now we're hitting...
Yes, here's the money play, man. That's what I was talking about.
There really is a money play here, bro. There really is a money play. But, yeah, what are you saying about Bank, bro? This one is featuring Anati and Tony Diamond.
Yeah, you see, here we're getting into the... Like, this next part of the album, I think, is where we really get into my favorite part. Even though I would say it's still trappy, but it's more of the trap I like, you know? More of the trap that I'm into. Yeah. Bank for me, banger, dog. Straight up banger. Especially, bro, who Tony on there, bro? Hey,
Heat.
He was operating, bro.
Actually,
it's hard. Hey, fair too, dog. I'm Lilo, bro. Jeez, Doug, like, yeah, no, Tony for me was the highlight on that. Straight fire, straight flames on this. Usman Mane did his thing too, of course, Anati, but yo, Tony really takes the cake for me. I think Tony might be like MVP of the year for me, bro. Like, when you're coming to MCs, SA Hip Hop, bro, like, Tony, bro, the voice, the swagger, demeanor, the way he carries himself, everything is just like. You know, he's got the down, bro. I don't know what it is. He's got that thing, bro, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, me, Bank, I like, you know, just obviously coming off the Check. And apparently the story was, it was actually supposed to be the Check remix. And they were trying to get somebody else on it. I don't know if they were trying to get Nasty or somebody on it.
Oh, shit.
And then it fell through. Then they're just like, you know what, fuck it, let's operate
make a song, bro.
Yeah, let's just operate a new number. And then that's how Bank actually came through. But yeah, definitely a fire track. Of course, it gives you that aftermath of like Check, you know. It has that sound, that element. It feels like that sort of flip in a sense. So that was pretty cool. And shout out to Sack Beats, because Sack Beats going crazy with these beats.
And what are you saying about Anati on this one as well?
Yeah, I like the Anati on here. I like that. You know, also what you said is interesting, because also now I'm seeing this thing of, it's very interesting to see like that switch, because when, you know, Anati and those guys were on the come up, we used to see like your Anati featuring AKA, Anati featuring KO, Anati. Now it's like they've become the guys. You always see OK Maloom and Anati and funny enough, all of them on this album. It's Java, like, bro, all these guys. Facts. They're like, now, you know, the OG is really holding it down. So I like that Anati did this. Of course, his input, you know, Anati's been a hit maker for years. So, of course, he gave that to the track as well. I would like a video for this too, honestly. It would be nice to get some visuals.
I would lie, though. I think this one, Upete.
Yeah.
Deserve a video. Even though you're hating on Upete.
Yeah, Upete could... I could see a video for it. And of course, Uvalo needs a visual. But I think they work on that already. But yeah, man, that's my take on that. That's my take on that, on Bank.
Hey, you're already taking over the Falaran roles. You know it's being shot as a music video now.
Investigator,
bro. Deep diving.
Yeah, but he's been teasing it on his gram, like, you know, the behind the scenes and whatnot.
Nah, fair. But yeah, I think for me, bro, I really enjoyed Bag. Usmamane came in, did the most. Tony, same thing, did the most. I think those two together, firstly, yeah, man, that's a pair, dog. Like, I think the beautiful combo, thing, bro, in all of this as well, 100%. I think the beautiful thing in this as well is like I genuinely see them going the distance, obviously separately as their own artists, but also together, bro. Because obviously we had a different situation where two artists, let's say Blackie and Lucas, for example, where they came up.
It better not be one of those ones, bro.
Yeah, and then it like kind of fell off to some extent, you know. So for this one, I genuinely hope that this is a pair that sticks it through, man, and it does feel a bit different. But yeah, man, I really love this track. I think Anati's input here was also really fire. And it also brought, I think Anati on this also brought back a nostalgic feel to it, you know, in terms of the ad libs and that type of hype, where I was like, okay, this is back, it's like back then. It's turning, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
100%, bro. But yeah, man, I think Bank was a banger. And obviously now we're heading into the second half of this project. So let's chop about Vegan. This one is
Slide, one, two, three.
And Filament.
That's my song, bro.
Issue.
I love this song, bro. I won't lie. I love this song. I don't know. It's just the vibe of this song, bro. Him on that hook.
Yeah.
Maybe also because I love Mash beats, so maybe that he also wins points for that.
Yeah,
man. I like what Taylor did. You know, Taylor just comes with the vocal harmonies. You know, just adds that layer of niceness, R&B layer.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that was nice. But yeah, honestly, this is one of my favorite songs. I love the hook, Kanye. I don't know. For me, Small Man just floated on this hook. Like, this, the production suited his vocals, his cadence, you know? So, man, there's nothing else I can really say for me. Just, Njalo, dog, it's nice, bro. What can I say?
Yeah, I think for me, you know what, I was kind of going into this, I was very curious what this track would sound like. Obviously, just staring at the track list, because now I'm like, Mash beats, now I'm like Tillerman, and I'm like Smaman. Me, I was expecting slow jams and fits. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
you know, it does give you
hip hop
jam
fits. Yeah, those ones. That's what I was expecting.
Yeah, because Mash always gives you that slow, like, well, back in the days, I don't know about now, but he always used to give you those slow old school production, bro.
Yeah. So I think for me, that's where the curiosity was, and obviously I was like, oh, is this gonna throw off the rhythm of the project? Because obviously I think from a sound perspective, there is the similarity that you can kind of hear. But even for this one, I think, you know, this one came out well. Hook, like you said, super catchy, bro. I think that's what Usmamane has managed to grip or to understand, like the catchiness or this repetitiveness that doesn't feel annoying. You know what I'm saying?
So definitely.
That was really good. Because I think it's very easy, obviously, wanting to be catchy, and then the song just becomes annoying.
Yes.
It's just not good at all.
I like what you said with repetitive, because I feel like his hooks are also very repetitive, but he does them in such a way where they just, you know, it doesn't feel that way, bro.
Yeah, nah, you're right, bro. And obviously, Tillerman coming through, and just how Tillerman does Tillerman. Oh, but yeah, man, this is a nice one to listen to. But yeah, let's hop into the one that you clearly have been waiting to speak about. This one is Uvalo featuring Shabba.
Uvalo, hey, bruh, hey, this one puts you in the feels, bro. This one, dog. And I can't lie to you, the first time I heard it, I hated it. I don't know why, bro. I was like, nah.
This is.
Insane,
you're actually like on some hater shit when
maybe I'm just on a hater spree, bro. Maybe it's because, bro, I think because there's also this narrative where it feels like Usmamane is just hating on our goats right now, like not our goats, but like the new young legends, like Blackie, Nasty. I get to, he said, like he has surpassed them, or I don't know, there was some weird shit he was talking about, like he had surpassed them, or whatever. So maybe I look at him that way, like, dog, wait, dog, longevity first, bro, before you say these things, you know what I mean?
Anyway,
bro, moving on to Uvalo, dog, like, this for me, highlight of the album, bro. The emotion of this song is just too much, bro. The delivery, like, the connection, like, it's Java on here. What a choice for a feature, you know? Perfect featurer. Is that what you call them? A featurer?
Perfect feature, bro. It's just perfect feature.
Featurer.
It's just perfect feature, bro.
Perfect feature on there, bro. the feels, bro. And let me hit you with this. With this young Falar bag right now.
I was about to say, it's been a while since my nigga hit me with the lyricism. You know, lyricism.
But I won't even lie to you. When it comes to lyricism lately, I've been like underwhelmed, bro. I've been underwhelmed. Especially with the new younger guys. Because I feel like the lyrics are very surface. Like, it's like, I don't know, man. It doesn't... Yeah, let me not hate. But anyway, Uvalo, dog. So, what was I saying about this song? A Falarin fact on this
song. Hit us with the facts, bro. Hit us with the facts.
Bro, like, first I want to ask you, when the song starts in, bro, during that voice note, when the Hannah's breaking down, oh, I love you, you're so cool.
Yeah.
Do you hear anything, like, immediately that catches your attention?
I just hear the room of the piano. I don't know.
Like, there's nothing else that you realize, like, oh shit. Because something hit me, bro. Oh, something hit me.
What hit
and actually,
you,
my
bro?
Brother pointed this out to me, bro. Yeah. He was like, bro, listen to that intro. And I was like, alright. I was like, what? It's a heartbreaking dad. It's like, nah, listen, nigga. I was like, alright. I listened and I realized, bro, that intro is sampling headlines, bro, from obviously Drake, bro.
Oh shit. Mind blown.
I didn't even realize, bro. I just heard that like, you know, the end of headlines, bro. It like samples that little
Now I'm hearing it.
Bro, I was mind blown, bro. Cause I didn't hear it at all, bro. And I was like, This is a young headline sample.
Next thing you know, they're like, we didn't sample headlines.
Nah, bro, that's headlines, bro. Listen to that shit. Either they sampled it or they played the exact keys. I don't know. Yeah. But that sound like headlines for sure. Like, it's just like to a T, bro. I know them 40 keys when I heard them, bro.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, man. For me, there's no wrong with this song. I would just be purely hating if I had to say there's anything wrong. I think it does what it needs to do. And it's shown just with the reception. You know, this song has been so well received, bro. And it's not like it was even pushed as a single or anything. You know, it just, when it dropped, it was the song that people were like, I know this one.
This one is that one.
So, yeah, for me, one of my favorites on the project for sure.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, bro, I really enjoy this. I think from a production's perspective, the song shone, bro. Like, the backing vocals, the way, like, to some point, bro, it just felt like it was choirs and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like,
it
was
exactly. This song
was full, bro. I think the song was so full, and you know, you could feel the emotion in it as well, and just in the delivery, and how it kind of came across, man. And I think, you see, these were the shining moments where you're like, damn, like, there really is a bag here, you know, outside of just the trap. And it's like, this is the type of stuff that makes you want to look forward and be like, I really look forward to hearing what this person can come with, like, because they're capable. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I really like Duvalo. But yeah, let's head to the next one, which is Kane Hang.
Kane Hang. Hey, this is those young thuggers, these ones, bro. These are the young thuggers, bro. Wait, is this... I don't know, because 21 and Can Hang, they feel like the same song, bro. Like, they have that same bounce, I think, bro. Because I might be confusing 21 with Can Hang.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can Hang also has that trappy bounce, yeah?
Nah, 100%
it does. 21 definitely, because I remember the video where he's in Dubai in 21. But I think Can Hang also has that sort of vibe, so yeah, hey, I might even just put these two together, bro, because I think they're the same song, bro.
my man said group project, bro. But yeah,
I'll say that, you know, Can Hang for me, yeah, bro, it goes back to like kind of the songs I was talking about, like that trap that's like cool, you know, it doesn't really do much for me, it's cool to listen to, but you know, I can't really deep dive into these tracks, bro.
Yeah, I think obviously Can Hang, you're right, in terms of like that thugger I don't know, not Thugger, but like that new age, yeah. That's,
yeah, that new
voice,
age,
dog.
Like
that baby voice,
that
Thugger.
Voice, yeah. That baby, you know that thing, bro. It's like
Thug,
that
baby
voice.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that one, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like it. Was, cause the nigga that brought the baby voice to the game, bro. I swear. But nah, outside of that, I think the song was obviously just vibey, man. Like, I think it's one of them ones where you could just bop your head to. Wasn't that long as well. But I think it was good, man. You needed that type of break, especially after listening to Uvalo, dog. Like, you need something to break that type
nah,
of
Nah, I wanted to go deeper. Like, Uvalo was for me supposed to be getting up the depth. Nah,
he goes deeper at the end, bro. Like,
nah,
you know,
no,
like
too long, bro. You can't go too far with Uvalo to get hanged, bro. Ah, no, bro. Nah, you're supposed to go with, like, something lighthearted, bro. You know, it's too deep, and then you're going back to trap. Ah, yeah. But anyway,
okay, nah, but yeah, let's head over to Upambene, the one featuring KO. What are you saying about that? Obviously the OG is on there? And I wanna, like, I think just I probably said this, but maybe in a different way. But I think it's really good to see all these OGs, or you know, kind of be behind the new age, bro. Or Smamani in general, bro. Like, you know, I think that clearly just shows, even from an industry perspective, that you know he's moving in the right way, moving in the right spaces, and people are seeing what he's doing. You know, to kind of have, especially for your debut, but to have features like this, I think I wouldn't say maybe four or five years ago you could have a debut this packed up in terms of features, bro, or in terms of the level of features. You know what I'm saying?
That's very true. It's really nice to see that it's like the OGs embracing him quite early on. You know, in his career, and sort of giving him that platform and shining that spotlight on him. So, yeah, bro, that is cool. Like, with Upambene, dog, like, yeah, man, another trappy thing, but it's nice to get kicked. I mean, KO went crazy, bro. Let me not hate. Yo, KO did his thing. You know, KO, but KO on a verse, does he ever really disappoint? Like, KO understands the objective, you know?
Yeah.
He understands the mission when it comes to a verse, especially when it comes to a young, you always gotta make sure the young bull knows, bruh, who you really is. You can't come, like, I feel like if you're my Dala, dog, and you're coming on a young bull's album, bruh, you gotta come with heat.
You're my Dala, dog. Yeah.
I don't mean it like that, though.
Yeah, you're my Dala. Damn, sorry, KO.
Jesus. Not like that. Not like that, no, not like that, you know, like a young Madala, you know, young OG. But but like, I just feel like, you know, he did what he was supposed to do. Like, it's got a nice hook. I could see this one going crazy at the shows. Like, it has that energy too, you know. But yeah, more trappy vibes, so not too crazy about it.
No, 100%. And obviously, just to hop onto that point, I think this is definitely one of them ones where we'll bump at the show, bro.
Yeah,
like, this
sure.
is why you see
this will go crazy. This will go crazy.
Facts. This is one of those ones. So yeah, man, I think this one definitely a bop. I think this was a really good one to listen to. I think this is, I'd listen to this when I'm outside, though, more than anything.
Yeah, this is an outside track for sure.
This is an outside track. It's not you wake up at 8 a.m.
Yeah,
21.
Like, all these ones are, you know, going outside, going crazy.
Yeah, now 100%. But then obviously he slows it down with the last two, then we headed to the one that you did a freestyle on, bro. So
hey, you saw that one.
I saw that. I'm watching.
Still checking. I just making sure. Right?
In case you guys didn't know, Dwayze did a freestyle on the Biggest Culture instrumental. So this is that song.
Check it out.
This is this type of song where the beat is like dreams money can buy type.
Yeah,
song.
You see, this is the vibes, bro. You see why I even did the freestyle here, bro.
Yeah,
because these are the type of vibes. These are album vibes for me, bro. This is exactly what I wanted on your album. Tracks like this. Not saying your whole album must be this. But these are songs like you can't really say it's trap. You can't really say it's just... It fits in its own thing. It's its own sound, and you killed it. Whatever he did here, he killed it, bro.
Dwayze, what do you think? What do you think about this track having been the intro, bro? Like,
that's, you see,
like,
for
I
me,
feel like this feels like an intro, bro.
Yeah,
like this,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
This gives me intro feels, bro. And if the project started like this, I don't know, it just would have carried a different vibe, bro. Because now, when I listen to this album, I feel like party album more so. Party album, slow dance with my boo, you know, at some points.
Yeah.
And then, you know, keep it going. But songs like these is when you sit down and like deep, like, oh shit, okay, I gotta listen to what a nigga's saying. Like, what's this nigga talking about right now? He's telling you about he's got, you know, songs with these idols, Pastor Ox, like, you know, there's like things, like, it gets into more personal details. It'll talk about like things about parents, or it's more personal,
yeah.
That's what I like. Those are the type of things I really like. So this track for me is a standout. Standout track. I know a lot of people kind of sleep on this track, but bro, I think for me, one of his best tracks, bro. Period.
Yeah, no,
as a whole song, it was too good, bro. It was too good.
Yeah, no, I really like this one, bro. I think, yeah, this was the one where I was like, damn, this really did feel like the intro. I think
exactly
like it set, and it set that tone at the end. Obviously, the tone was set, but I don't know, like, you know, it just kind of brought about a different kind of energy, and you're like, damn, I wish I felt this sooner.
Yes.
But yeah, like, Biggest Culture, this is fire, bro. The beat is fire. The raps here are fire. This is production is fire. Like, tum 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 tum.
Everything, that production. You know what I'm saying? Like, that harmonizing. Ah, come on, bro. This shit is crazy. And the drum design, like, to me, these are album beats, bro. These are beats where you know that you're not finding shit like this anywhere else, bro. You know what I mean? This is unique.
Nah, facts.
So, facts, man. Dope song.
But yeah, let's head into the last one now, which is Gute. This was also slow jam with the piano coming through, you know. But yeah, Dwayze, what are you saying?
Yeah, I couldn't deny this one. Usman Mane on these type of records, I don't know. He just taps into your feelings, bro. Yo, I don't know, bro.
Dog, this was like, where I was like, the vocal bag is insane. Dog, I didn't know it was like this, bro. Like, this song was so good, bro.
This song was good.
This song was so good.
Like, bro, bro, you see, if you eliminate a lot of this trap, yo, I'm gonna say trash, sorry. But, like, if you're, like, the trappy stuff, and you gave us a bit more of his feeling, more emotional, bro, this album. Because you know what, bro? I think Blackie had the perfect album balance on his debut album. He balanced the trappy with the feels, with the piano, with just a perfect balance with R&B. Yeah. You see, this feels imbalanced, bro. This album, bro. Just feels like there's an imbalance, bro. Because this is amazing, bro. Like, Skude, Ukude, Uvalo, what else was this? Okay, I guess I could put Star somewhere there. Like, Biggest Culture, you know, songs like these are more like, and again, not to say the whole project, but it's just like going off that this is me feeling, this is I'm trying to connect with you feeling, you know, that feeling should have outweighed the trappy I'm the guy feeling. That's really what I'm really just trying to say. But for me, I definitely ending the project on a high note. Vocal range insane. Like, I didn't know Usman Mane could really deliver vocals. Like, he gives it, and he also gives it in this unique way, which I like as well, that also makes me appreciate songs like this from him, because it just feels like so authentic to the artist, you know? It just matches who he is, the delivery. It doesn't feel like he's trying to sing like Chris Brown or Drake or someone like that, but
yeah, like, it's
all him, you know? And it sounds good. It sounds authentic. It connects. It sounds deep. You don't feel like he's trying to force it, bruh. So for me, I love ending on this note, bro. Very, very high note to end on. I wish there was more tracks like this, bro.
Yeah, man, I really love this track. I think this was fire, bro. This was one of my favorites.
Same.
The vocals, I think that's what shocked me the most as well, because I was like, damn, the bag is deep like this. The production was insane, man. Like, this was, I really would have liked to hear more of this, just like you said. But you know, I think, like you said, it's also a thing of like looking forward, of being like, this is something that he can definitely put in the next project, and it's that type of feel. Maybe he wanted to go out with a banger because, you know, we needed songs to kind of stick. Because I think it's also very hard nowadays to have songs stick. So it's like, come out with the bangers, grab people's attention, show them that you've got the ability, and then once they've, I guess, learned or grown with you to some extent, and that's when you could start to I guess open up or build up a bit more, because the game is shifting, bro. Like, it's an opposite in terms of how you approach it now, you know.
That's very true, bro.
You know, people used to be gripped by the bars and everything first, and now everyone's gripped by the bangers, and then you have to maintain. Yeah, so
gripped by the bangers, the perception. It's more so the image comes first now before the actual substance, which is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, man. So yeah, Dwayz, any final thoughts with regards to Usmamane 20th Days After Maut?
Yeah, Days After Maut. I know a lot of you guys. Days Before Maut. A lot of you guys are going to say, oh, Dwayz coming with hate on this project. Nah, but like, honestly, I just think it was more so the sound he chose to go with more than anything, I think, bro.
Yeah.
It was just that sound, I guess. I'm an old nigga now. Let's be serious, bro. Like, that's I'm sort of surpassed. Because I'm an old head now, bro. So it's like, hey, bro, I don't really connect with that type of stuff anymore. But it still doesn't take away from the fact that it's good music, it's quality, it's still good trap. Like, people are still making terrible trap, so at least he's doing it authentically, a way that caters to La Esmzansi, you know. So I'm appreciative of that. He's still young, so I think just with that, I think he's still growing from a sound wise. He's still finding sound perspective. He's still finding himself, he's still finding his structure, he's still finding like what he's really comfortable with. And I see that because, you know, even with his first album, it still leaned towards a more trappier, you know. Well, I don't know if that was his first, but yeah, it still leaned towards more of a trappier feel. So I think he'll grow out of it, as we can see now with some of these highlights we've been pointing out. He's discovering new bags that he can unlock now. He's working with new producers, finding new ways of delivering. So it's going to be interesting to watch him grow. Just to touch on quickly before we go, like the deluxe, you know, because, you know, I know a lot of y'all probably like, yo, the deluxe is out. What about that? When it comes to deluxe, we'll just pull up the deluxe tracks quickly, just running through them. Yeah. Dangerous with Rick Ross. It was dope to have, of course, Rick Ross on one of our very own, Officer Ricky, shout out. But again, like a lot of these tracks, YSL, again, more trap stuff, more just like having fun with it. I think he just added these songs to really just have fun, play around with it. Trust was a nice vibe, I must say. It had Utsekhon Saudi. I actually really enjoyed that song. A good vibe. What else did they add on here? I think it was just, it was 2 p.m. in Dubai as well. Now, that's the song I really wanted to touch on, because I do like a lot of what he's speaking on in the song. You see, these are the songs I want in your album, bruh. Where are you telling me what's going on in your life, bruh? You know? It was nice that he added one of these. It was nice also the titling, like, of course, we all know he was in Dubai, living it up there. You know, like a prince or whatever, you know, enjoying with Mash and everything. So it's nice to see like what they cooked up there as well. And, you know, on this track, it was kind of nice to see him sort of like speak up against sort of the, I guess, things that people are saying about him, that, oh, he uses bots and he sounds like Nasty and Blackie and the things about the whole Reese thing. So it's kind of nice for him to just speak on those subjects and kind of let us know where he stands. And it's also kind of nice to hear him be like, fuck it, like, I'm that nigga now, you know. It is what it is. He's not
rapper's back, bro.
You know, he's not shying away from that shit, you know. I love that type of shit. He's not shying away. And that was one thing I had a problem with Usmamane for a little bit, where I felt like people were kind of checking his temperature, but he wasn't like, you know, he wasn't saying anything about it, you know?
Yeah,
he was kind of kind of like nonchalant, but now he's kind of saying, okay, I'm here, what's up, bro? I'm here, what's up?
Nah,
you guys got a problem with it? Say something now, like, you know? So, yeah, man, I really like 2 p.m. in Dubai. I think that's what also caused that response from Reese, or whatever. Reese jumped out with that mad track and, you know, he had some stuff to say, which caused another response from Usmamane. So, you know, there's a whole back and forth there. It is what it is.
Nah, but yeah, for real, bro. I think, you know, Usmamane, hey, dog, for Lauren calls it. It's actually so crazy, but it's like, yeah, he really did say, watch out for this, bro. And
hey, now, for years,
you know,
nice guy.
So this honestly, in terms of this project, You know, there were a lot of shining moments. There were a lot of spaces where you're like, there's a lot of potential here. Obviously, you know, we would have liked him to lean more into the deeper bag. But, you know, sometimes, bro, you know, the moves are calculated. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So it's just a matter of kind of sitting back and watching. But yeah, man, I'm fully here for the journey. And I really want to see KZN shine. I want to see Smamane shine. And yeah, just see SA Hip Hop kind of steer its way back into the right direction.
It's in a great place, bro. It's in a great place right now, though. I will say it's in a great place. I love everything that's happening right now. Even beefs and whatever included, bro. I don't care, bro. I love what's going on right now. I'm a fan. Like, it's interesting.
Bro, the producers even. Hey, you know, like, it's
actually getting
like
hot. Yeah,
it's getting
exactly.
Like
people
it's
are
getting
collabing
competitive.
Together again.
That competitive spirit is coming back, bro, and that's
exactly.
What I love to see.
Exactly.
But we'll chop about it in the next episode about nothing. But if you're still listening, shout out for tuning in. Then, yo, what did I say? I was trying to say tune in. But yeah, if you're still listening, shout out for tuning in. But yeah, this is another episode of the Best Kept Secret podcast. And I was your host, the Beal on My Chest. I was not alone. I was joined by my brethren, Dwayzon Blaze. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love. Then you say my part, Des.
What was that again?
Deuces.
Come on. It's been so long. I don't even remember.